Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
New time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg News reporter Julia Love. The Department of Justice and 8 states, including California, suing Google over the company's advertising technology business. Julia, what is the basis for this suit, the technology business?
Hello. Yeah, so the basis of this suit is that the Justice Department is alleging that Google has an illegal monopoly in the digital advertising market. This is the market in which Google serves up ads all across the internet, and they are alleging that that Google has completed acquisitions in that space that have given it an unfair edge over its competitors, and that it also favors its own products.
Well, that would make sense that favors their own products, but the suit looks to break up the ad division. So how exactly would that work?
Yes, so they are seeking to ask Google to unwind a few very important acquisitions that it has made in the advertising technology business, including this acquisition of DoubleClick, an advertising technology startup that Google actually bought about 15 years ago. And so for the company to unwind that deal would just be incredibly complicated, yet that is what the government is seeking.
So antitrust suits are you know, nothing new for Google. There are other ones that they're still unwinding as well. What were those?
So a couple of years ago, the Department of Justice filed another antitrust case against Google, alleging that its search business is an illegal monopoly, and the company has also faced similar scrutiny in the European Union.
The European Union, I mean, they have been coming after Google for a lot of things, and I'm just wondering, you know, there seems like Google's always fighting lawsuits on one, you know, continent or another.
Yes, absolutely. It's just sort of a fact of life for Google, and I think the fact is that these cases take many years to mature, and in the meantime, you know, technology moves quickly, and one of the interesting aspects of all this is that Google's display advertising business is pretty mature. It's not expected to be the company's biggest moneymaker going forward, and so if there is ultimately a remedy in this case, it may almost be a little bit beside the point when it's enacted.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, whether or not the technology moves so quickly that at some point when a suit finally goes to trial, Google's no longer interested in doing business that way. They've moved on.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that Google, you know, if it has its druthers, will certainly continue to play a hand in this market. But the fact is that search advertising is the most lucrative part of their advertising juggernaut, and display appears to be pretty mature.
Julia, thanks very much for the time. That is Bloomberg News reporter Julia Love. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg TV at 2 p.m.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.